She was arranging the last of his gifts, a sand-silk cloak, green as grass with a pale grey border that would bring out the silver in his hair, when Viserys arrived, dragging Doria by the arm. Her eye was red where he'd hit her. "How dare you send this whore to give me commands?" he said. He shoved the handmaid roughly to the carpet. The anger took Danny utterly by surprise. "I only wanted... Doria, what did you say?"
"Khaleesi, pardons, forgive me. I went to him as you bid, and told him you commanded him to join you for supper."
"No one commands a dragon," Viserys snarled. "I am your king. I should have sent you back her head." The Lycian girl quailed, but Danny calmed her with a touch. "Don't be afraid. He won't hurt you."
"Sweet brother, please forgive her. The girl misspoke herself. I told her to ask you to sup with me, if it pleases your grace."
She took him by the hand and drew him across the room. "Look, these are for you." Viserys frowned suspiciously.
"What is all this?"
"New raiment. I had it made for you." Danny smiled shyly. He looked at her and sneered.
"Dothraki rags! Do you presume to dress me now?"
"Please, you'll be cooler and more comfortable. And I thought, maybe if you dress like them, the Dothraki—" Danny did not know how to say it without waking his dragon.